3, 2, 1, go! Hey! It's the Monday crossover with Tom and Tom.
Now it's our second one live. We really are doing this well.
We are. It's actually, it feels so great to have our weekend sandwich going on. How was your weekend, Tom Lum?
It was good. It was a nice weekend. I went to my 100 million rand house as I was talking about
your 100 million. How was 100 million rand, babe?
So good. Aperol spritzes, champagne, the whole thing.
Luxury.
As
apple
it
slices and cinnamon.
Exactly.
Yummy.
Exactly.
I'm so glad.
I was presented with the opportunity of Boogies and Tin Roof, and I liberated myself from the shackles of Claremont.
Well done.
So
you said no, no, no.
I said no, no, no.
I am into higher and bigger places right now. Sorry.
Exactly. But then, from a very good weekend, I then decided to try and go to gym for the first time. actually this morning.
Well done. How was it?
Listen, it was okay. It was okay, but I'm going to tell the full story just now.
All right, Slay, I'm really excited to hear it. We've got so much coming up this show.
We did. We even had our FaceTime on a Sunday. It's becoming a tradition.
It's becoming a tradition now.
Yeah,
we're doing things
good.
A little bit differently this semester now that we've got two live shows, which is exciting.
Exactly.
So what are we doing this week, Tom?
Well, we've got The Latest with Tom. We're going to be doing that next. You might have found that your internet's a little bit slow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's matched you a little bit. Like, you're slow, the internet.
Okay, now hold on. Someone come and fetch him. So we're talking about what's slowing down your internet connection, and we're also finally going to make a brand new voicemail for the UCT radio line.
100%.
Station manager knows about this.
No, she doesn't.
She's going to be very unimpressed.
Very unimpressed, especially with what we've prepared.
But we do it for you guys, so it's all fine.
Exactly. Then in the second hour, we've got Miss SA moments. We're going to be discussing that.
And we have to.
Exactly. And then, of course, we end it off with Rave or Behave. And don't worry, everyone. Don't panic. I've done it this time. It's not.
You're so disrespectful.
It's not a touchy
thing. Cut the mics.
So
let's go
don't
to music.
Stress.
At UCT Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Also, you went home in between now and going and
Tom,
to
I was having
sleep.
Such a hard time. I did my two lectures this morning.
Things
and
are
I was
bad.
Like, I've had enough.
Okay, so imagine this, right? You've joined a gym, okay, and you are ready and awake at 7 o'clock to go hit the gym. You
committed.
Even
you wake up in the dark and everything.
I woke up in the dark.
Oh, wow.
My roommate woke me up, ready for me to go to gym.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Partly because she wanted a lift to the jammy, but that's fine. She was committed.
Oh, she's got her 8 a.m.s.
Okay, so I arrive at the gym. I'm there early. I actually even sit in my car and prepare UCT radio beforehand, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were just mentally preparing yourself.
That as well. Walk into the gym and ready for my boxing class.
Uh-huh.
It's called Rumble.
Rumble. Mm.
And I walk in and I am met with the UCT rugby team.
All training.
I don't know if it's the entire team, but let me tell you, it's the poster boys of the rugby team.
How did you know it was them? Within their stripes and everything.
They had their Steers logo on their pants. They were branded. They had their coach there. And now I'm standing around. Now, mind you, I'm not a nervous person. But going to gym makes me very nervous. So this triumphant feeling that I had was gone.
Oh, no.
It was gone.
Now you are walking through the fields of doom.
Exactly. It felt like the fields of doom. It was so, so nerve-wracking.
Isn't the gym big enough, though? Surely they didn't notice you just, you know, creeping in.
I don't know. No one noticed me on the size of a stick.
Tiny little Tom. Exactly.
Tiny little Tom. Close your mouth, please. And anyway, I it was actually maybe the most horrific experience of my life.
So what did you do? Did you go to your class? You're going to a class, so there's nothing to stress about. You go to the class.
No, the
and you
trainer
the
wasn't there, and I was too scared to ask where the trainer was. So I went and ran on a treadmill on the opposite side of the gym where they couldn't see me. I had enough, guys. It's too stressful. What can I say?
No. It's Cologne by what is that? How do I say that? It's time for Latest with Tom.
Okay, so it's time for another round of The Latest with Tom. Now, Excuse me. So, some of the world... Actually, I'm sorry. My voice is... It's not working. I'm going to try that again.
What happened? You're doing great, sweetie. Was my little coughing in the background for the pages?
No, mine was not working. Let's try that again.
Hey, Wahab! Hey, Wahab!
It's now time for another round of The Latest with Tom here on UCT Radio. And now some of the world's biggest celebs have been feeling rather generous. And we're starting with Ed Sheeran. And out of all these things I've
done, I think I love you better now. Right, I'm here at the Mall of America in Minnesota, and I have my my Lego outfit on to go and be a brick specialist at the Lego store and then play Lego House.
Ed Sheeran surprised shoppers in Minneapolis by dressing up as a Lego shop worker. He handed out signed boxes and served customers who were absolutely starstruck after seeing him behind the counter. He was treating fans to an acoustic version of the Lego House, its chart-topping song that was released 10 years ago. Now, you were asking about where's Ed Sheeran these days? So I was like, at Lego, and she was
That's so sweet. Do you know what? Adult Lego is on my list for my birthday. It's my birthday soon, guys.
That's in a picture of me on your nails, apparently.
Yeah, how cute would that be?
It's so cute.
So I could bang them around every just like
exactly.
Hit you around.
And now to J-Lo. So J-Lo surprised fans while holidaying in Capri. The 54-year-old sparkled as she took the microphone to sing hit songs, also wowing diners with her own rendition of other hits. Imagine hearing this at a restaurant in Capri.
That would be so a dream. And she sounds like she's having so much fun. She's had a couple glasses of wine.
She has.
Oh,
and
you could
see she was having a couple glasses of wine. She was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And some of the notes, because I watched the full thing, some of the notes were a little bit, but I guess,
isn't getting paid, so they don't have to be pitch perfect.
Exactly. And also, obviously, the biggest news in South Africa, this happened last night.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha!
Yes, Natasha Joubert, a BCom marketing management graduate from Tshwane in Gauteng, was crowned Miss South Africa 2023. She stood out among the finalists, impressing a panel of judges that include former Miss SA Joanne Strauss, Miss Universe R. Boni Nola, actress Leanne Durant, and award-winning journalist Devi Sankri Govender, and of course, actress Tuso Mbedu. And well, it was an interesting one. You couldn't watch it because you had no power.
Listen, Eskom was my opposition last night, so I only caught it as soon as they got to top five. And I know it had to be Natasha to win, I think, but at the same, like, I think she's just proof of second time's a charm.
It is.
Try and try again. And she just felt more prepared and ready for it compared to the other contestants. So yes. Love that for her.
And now we've all been waiting for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Well, it doesn't look like it's actually going to be happening.
Y'all ready for this?
Mark Zuckerberg has stated that he's moving on from the idea of a cage fight with Elon Musk, as he believes Musk isn't serious about the proposed bout. The two billionaire tech rivals had seemingly agreed to the fight, while Zuckerberg responding to Musk's tweet about the cage fight. However, Zuckerberg now seems that it's time to move on, emphasizing that he'll focus on competition with those who take the sport seriously. While Musk had previously mentioned an epic location in Italy for the fight. I didn't know it was going to happen in Italy. The rivalry has escalated after the launch of Zuckerberg's Meta and a cease and desist letter from Musk's Twitter. So yeah, that doesn't look like it's going to be happening. But I don't know. I think I live in fantasy land where I think that it is going to happen, and I sincerely do hope that it's going to happen.
I didn't even think that this was a real thing.
You didn't.
It can't have been.
You really didn't think it was a real thing?
No.
Okay, and now staying in the rink, South Africa's ring contact fighting arts team has triumphed at the World Kickboxing Champions in the UK, bringing home over 50 medals, including 14 golds and securing 14 championship titles. So I was hoping that Musk would return home with a championship title.
Oh, did you?
Doesn't seem like
he... I don't think
he
considers this home much.
No, he doesn't seem to be a part of the 25 young fighters from SA who won that. And now, finally, researchers at the King's College in London have successfully reversed hearing loss in mice using some genetic approach. The study found that mice with defective hearing abilities in low and middle frequencies were restored. This proof of concept study suggests that hearing impairment resulting from reduced gene activity may be reversible, offering hope for medical approaches to slow down or reverse hearing loss in humans. I'm just wondering if there's any hope for the three blind mice.
Oh, wow.
That was good, right? That was good.
But the mice are blind and not deaf.
I know. Oh, don't have to read into the semantics. Now, a group in Italy have done this.
This right here may possibly be the lowest car in the world. This group of wild mechanics, known for creating the wildest modifications to cars, set off on the quest to beat the world record for the lowest car ever. They started off by cutting this whole thing in half and also creating a super small custom engine that would fit inside this tiny thing. After hours of customization, of cutting and welding, they created the smallest car ever. What do you guys think? Are they valid, chat? Let me know.
So when we were discussing this yesterday, you weren't quite convinced. And I watched it and I did some research. There's actually a motor in this car, right? It's like it's real low down and it's actually a functioning car. So it's an Italian group called Carmageddon. And it is the world's lowest drivable car using a sliced Fiat Panda. Its bottom half is replaced with a go-kart-like setup, yet it drives smoothly. Drivers enter through the back window and can drive it comfortably. I don't know how... I wouldn't call it comfortably. This unique design was featured on Carmageddon's YouTube channel. I think it's very cool.
Watching that video, because I also didn't believe it when you sent me that article.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had to go watch. I'm like, what? What is the meaning of this? It made me so upset that I can't really explain why. I'm like, why would you cut off the whole, like, the wheels of the car just to put a little go-kart underneath? And then this person is, like, tucked under the hood like a little bug. Like, it's just made me so upset.
It is. It's real low.
It literally is so low, Tom. Even lower than you.
Would you say it's lower than
even lower than you? Michelle Obama would not be impressed.
Okay, so that leads us to the question, right? What are the situations when you sloped real low? You've gone lower than a sliced Fiat Panda. You've gone lower than Thomas. It just doesn't get lower than this low, right? This is what we want to figure out.
We want to hear from you guys. It doesn't get lower than Thomas. The stories that I've heard on our car drives to the studio. Tom, you are a scandalous one.
Exactly. So if you have a story, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 064-477-1045. And we want to hear your stories. When have you stooped real low? Lower than a sliced Fiat Panda. It's Alicia Keys with Like You'll Never See Me Again. We've asked you, when have you stooped lower than a sliced Fiat Panda?
I actually went lower this morning, like super duper low. So I remember, you know, like when you're in a relationship and you're with someone and then you start having your suspicions, or you actually like this girl and it's like, no. And then finally when you guys break up, they start dating, but you only find out on their birthday because the girl posted him. And then did I not like that picture on the girl's story? I liked it. I was just like, I'ma like it.
So I'm a bit confused.
Okay, so I also had to break this down and put on my girl hat. But what I'm understanding is that this person was dating this man,
mm-hmm.
and she had her suspicions that she liked this other girl. And
yes.
He was like, no, confronted him about it. And he was like, no, I'd never do that. No, I'm not into her.
Oh, and then she went and liked the picture.
Only for them to break up. And then he actually does go and date the girl that she had her suspicions about.
That's
and then
brilliant.
She liked the birthday photo. I love that.
That's so good.
Just acknowledge what had happened.
Yeah, 100%. Mpo also got in touch.
Hey, Tom and Mta. I hated my old roommate with a passion. She used to think her 10-week-old puppy was peeing on her pile of clean clothes. It wasn't the puppy. It wasn't the puppy.
No!
No, guys, that's terrible. horrible. That's so funny. But I feel like that's 110% something I would do. Like
that is something you would do.
I could totally
so
see
filthy.
Myself doing that.
You are so bad.
Peeing on your tab. If you have stooped lower than a sliced Fiat Panda, get in touch with us.
Hi, Tommy and Ta. I've stood really, really low. So I signed up my lecturer's personal email on a porn site.
Hi, Mo.
That's terrible. But
hi,
that's kind of brilliant. That's
can you imagine
brilliant.
Him getting all the spam from... No! Do you know what would be even worse if it was the lecturer's UCT email address? That would be...
And I think the reason why he's done it to the personal one is the UCT one would probably block such sites.
Oh...
Which is
that
kind
is,
of brilliant.
How much can you hate your lecturer to do that?
Wow. But also, you know, some of these lecturers and these older folk love to share email accounts. So they might like share it with a wife or something, which might be even... Imagine.
You guys are so creative.
So
listen.
Creative.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Mta. I've stooped real low. I'm not going to lie. So whenever I was at work and would keep an eye on some of the coins that I had in my till drawer that weren't illegal tender in my country, I would then give these to customers who were horrid to me and give them in their change. Yeah.
Illegal coins? What does that mean?
No, I mean, it must be like it must be like currency from a different country or something like that, just to really irritate
them. They can't use. So creative.
Brilliant. Too good. Too good. That is when you stoop lower than a sliced Fiat Panda. It's such a tongue twister. Thanks for getting in touch. It's Casper Nyovest and Ray with Summer Love here on UCT Radio. Okay, so last night was a really, really big moment.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa Pageant 2023 is...
Now, it went on for a while.
We waited.
You waited. And you watched this live. So you were feeling nervous.
I was feeling okay. I'm like, okay, she's going to say it. I think by the 45th second, I was like, okay, now I'm nervous. Can she say the name?
And the whole time.
South Africa 2023 is.
So she goes again.
Waiting.
In anticipation.
Who's it going to be?
Oh. Natasha!
But now,
how long did we wait?
We waited a while. We waited a hell of a while. And we've got something to illustrate exactly that, how long we waited.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa Pageant 2023 is...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12...
And it just gets more and more nerve-wracking.
And we're just like looking at the
16,
screen like...
17, 18, Miss 19, South Africa 2023 20, is. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31,
32.
So it did remind us of moments where... It's gone slightly wrong because in that time frame, I felt like something was going to go wrong.
Something was definitely going to go wrong.
Exactly.
And we all understand dramatic effect, but
we do.
We're waiting so long that we're like, is something wrong? Is there nothing on the card? Like, what is going on?
Because for you, this jumps straight into your mind.
That infamous Steve Harvey moment.
Back to Miss Universe in 2015. I actually remember it like it was yesterday. Now, she's happy, she's celebrating, but...
The judges are confused.
The judges are confused. A couple minutes later, she's standing there.
I have to apologize.
Oh,
she's looking confused.
The first runner-up is Colombia.
Oh!
Mm.
This is horrible.
This is horrific.
Imagine taking off your crown and handing it over. You haven't done your 1 year tenure and it's already up.
And watching the video is actually even worse.
Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
Aww, they here they the go music again. That's horrible. And it felt exactly the same way at Miss South Africa last night. I'm like waiting after they've announced that Natasha's the one. I'm like, is something wrong? That 45-second wait that Wonang took to announce the new Miss South Africa had us nervous.
So we were thinking, when is a moment? When is a moment where it could go wrong? So, of course, this could go wrong. But the question is, what we want to know is what would be the worst song that could play after this announcement is just made? What could, how could it possibly go even worse?
You know, create a complete anti-climax, perhaps.
Exactly. So send us your songs. What's the wrong song? What is the wrong song to play?
It's Sigrid with Mirror on UCT Radio. And,
we want to know what is the worst song to play after the biggest announcement of your life. And some of you got in touch. Sorry came through. Let's hear that.
Winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha!
That's the wrong one. That is the... That is the wrong song.
Let's try again.
Of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha.
That would sound terrible.
But it's also the beat of the song like works. It feels like celebratory. The lyrics, man. Imagine looking at the first runner-up and you're like, sorry, babe.
But this one would be terrible. This one I found.
And the winner of the Miss South Africa pageant 2023 is Natasha!
Yeah, no, that one would suck.
Not only is the genre completely wrong for a pageant.
Imagine. No, that one.
I'd be like, no, someone's getting fired.
Someone's getting seriously fired. Okay, so this leads us into our next question.
We're
so many questions.
How you can completely ruin a party with the wrong soundtrack in this next segment.
Exactly. It's Tom Adamta here on UCT Radio, and we're asking you, what is the worst song to play at an occasion?
The crossover on UCT Radio.
The soundtrack to your campus life.
Let's start with the wedding. How to ruin a wedding in 2 seconds.
Exactly. So if you ever get married, Mta, which I don't think is a possibility for you.
Oh, get out of here. I'm hopeless romantic. I know people are lining up around the corner to marry the girl.
That's so nice.
So this is what you're not going to play because I'm not going to hire you to be the DJ anyway.
You can't afford DJ TJ. Yo, imagine.
Imagine, this is a celebration of love and a lifelong commitment to your partner. And again, here comes DJ TJ with Break Your Heart with Tao Cruz by Tao Cruz. Can you imagine?
That would be terrible. But I think what would be worst is having this song play at your funeral. This would be absolutely terrible. Gonna ask intro.
And the symmetry and everything.
Exactly.
Everyone's walking.
You're walking out
with your box.
They're being lowered into the ground.
We're horrible people.
Another one down with a dog.
Let's go. Ha! Don't.
No, that would be terrible.
Where's the infamous hook and chorus? Cut to that, DJ TJ. Give us what we want. Another one bites the dust.
And imagine it's an old person. They're all just dropping.
Oh my word. Have you noticed? Shame. My parents shouldn't say this out loud. But I swear it's only old people that go to funerals. My granny, bless her soul, now that she's aged, She goes to a funeral every Saturday.
And they inform you when they're going
to. They inform me. I was like, oh, I've just come back from so-and-so's funeral. She doesn't even know so-and-so. But she went to that funeral. Why?
Exactly. Okay, coming up, this has been a mad show. Yo, things have gone. Our technology has not worked. Everything's been crazy. But we have Rabel Have. It's ready. It's prepared. So if you're not ready, well, then that's too bad because we are.